Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Then follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle.
Punch the keys, for God's sake!
Traffic, there is very little traffic that I can see. Now, I know you can just see a building, and soon you won't be able to see even the building, but I'll tell you about that later. Robo-producer, the weather, though, looks, it's just very nice weather.
You know, I went outside for lunch. It should be illegal to be that nice outside and so cold in here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say and have to come back to work.
That too.
That's true. Before we get to the next DDD, Robo-producer, now most people don't realize this, but you know, sometimes after we do a story, we analyze right then and there in the post-analytical moment of a story, and we were doing a post-analytical review, not of the dispensation of the theological terminology of predestination and election. No. We were actually talking about the peanut butter story. We were like trying to figure out a couple of different things. I thought you brought up a couple of good points.
Very critical point.
I mean, one of the points is if it was chunky peanut butter and then she threw it at his face, of course, that could have inflicted serious red welt injury, right? Because of the little...
The little nuts involved.
I think the most important thing that we discussed, though, is the officer arrested her and charged her with assault. And I think the most important thing we came up with, I think, was the line that we came up with together. And what was that?
It would definitely change things if it was assault-free peanut butter.
Yeah, because then it actually wouldn't be assault.
No, not at all.
It'd be salt-free. So it'd be unsalted salt.
If we had the officer on the show, that would be the one question we would ask.
Was it salty peanut butter or not? If you think that everything we think is simply easy eschatological dispensationalism from a theological point of view on amillennialism, postmillennialism, or premillennialism, or even panmillennialism, you're wrong. Sometimes we want to know if the peanut butter was salt or not salted, and then that will help us understand if it was an assault. Okay. You know why we're like this way? Well, most people would go Ritalin, but anyway, that's not the response we're looking for. We're this way because that's how the Lord made us. If you don't like it, talk to him. Here is a classic DDD. Oh, classic. Now, see, when I'm dropping in words like classic, one, it makes you think it's an older one. It's not. By the way, I did a review on the DDDs that I have that I haven't gone through yet. Between 450 and 500 DDDs, I've lapped the Bible twice since we started the show. So I've got, I'm starting to think I'm just going to keep going and going and going and then take them all together, put them together and say, look, they're a book. That's what most everybody else does. Here's the title. I actually have a title for this DDD, so get ready. The title is, Are We the Masters of the WCS Syndrome? People are like going, what? Are we the masters of the WCS syndrome? Would you like to know what WCS stands for?
I would love to know.
You don't really have to write it. You just want to know, right?
Yes.
The question is, are we the masters of the WCS syndrome? WCS stands for worst case scenario. Here is the scriptural reference. Judges chapter 6, verse 17, comma, and verse 21 through 23. And the scripture says this. Follow this and tell me if this applies to you. If it does, you'll have a new identity with Gideon. Verse 17, so Gideon said to him, if now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who speaks to me. This is what he said to the angel of the Lord. Verse 21, so Gideon goes and creates a sacrifice and takes the sacrifice, puts it on a rock. And then the angel of the Lord put out the end of the staff that was in his hand, and he touched the meat and the unleavened bread, and fire sprang up from the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread. Then the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. When Gideon saw that he was an angel of the Lord, he said, "Alas, O Lord God, for now I've seen the angel of the Lord face to face." The Lord said to him, "Peace to you. Do not fear. You shall not die." Now, in the first reading of this, you're thinking, wow, this sounds like a very reverent and everything kind of story. And my advice to you is to reread it 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 times. Let me explain to you what happened. Gideon is told he's a warrior. Gideon is told the Lord is with him. Gideon is told to attack the Midianites. Gideon is told to do things. So Gideon says, "I need to know this is you. You got to prove it." And so he asks for proof. And in verse 17, he says, "Show me a sign." Now, all of us do that, don't we? We all ask for a sign. "Give me a sign, Lord." And for most of us, that sign, we actually prefer it to be a billboard while we're driving on the freeway. And then it lights up in neon and it goes, "Hey, Dave, look, here's your sign." Instead, God usually puts a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit sign in your hand, and you go, "Well, I don't know what it means, but I'm supposed to feel better." Okay, so here's the deal on that. So he's looking for a sign, right? So what he does is the angel says, "Go get some food and make a sacrifice to the Lord." And so Gideon's like, "Okay." And so Gideon gets the sacrifice, brings it up, and the angel touches it with his staff, right? And it catches on fire, it explodes, and then the angel disappears. So he asks for a sign, just like we do, and the angel gives him a sign where the sacrifice is completely consumed right in front of him, kind of like a transporter. And then it just completely disappears, and then the angel completely disappears, kind of like a transporter. And they completely disappear. So you would think right then and there that Gideon would go, "Hot dog! Because I asked for a sign, and I just saw a miracle, so I'm all good." Yeah, I'm all good. That's how I am. I'm good because I asked for a sign, and I just saw a miracle, and that must be the sign. But that's not what Gideon did, and that's not what you and I do. We ask for a sign. The Lord, even time, every not always, in fact, I'd say rarely, but he does do it. Gives us some kind of indicator, some kind of indication. It could even be miraculous, and we say what Gideon said. "Alas, O Lord God." Now, for those that don't understand alas, A-L-A-S, O Lord God, Gideon is going, "Oh no, I'm going to die." See, now follow this, okay? This is why some of us are masters of the WCS syndrome, worst case scenario syndrome. We ask for proof, God gives us a miracle, and then what do? "I'm going to die." See, here's the problem. And then God, by the way, to give you confirmation that that's what's really going on, God says to him in verse 23, "Peace to you, do not fear, you shall not die." But what Gideon is thinking in his mind is, "I've asked for a sign, I've seen a miracle, now I'm going to die."
Energizing.
So while that energizing is taking place, right, Gideon is thinking, "I've just seen God, I'm going to die." This is called living your life as though the other shoe is going to drop. That's what you, because here's a guy asking for a sign. He gets a sign. It's a miracle. What does he do? "I'm in trouble now." That's what we do. All too often, you and I are anticipating disaster when the Lord is trying to teach us and lead us. You know what I say to that? I say that's bad. Like a bad, bad, bad dog. Bad. Bad.
No. 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 No.
Do that again.
No. No.
That is you and I. We got to go, no, no.
No, no.
Bad, bad. Because here's the problem. When we're seeking the Lord, even when we shouldn't be asking for little signs, and we do. I mean, come on. And the Lord shows us something, something good's happening. So do not expect the other shoe to drop. Do not anticipate disaster. Do not be a bad dog. You're not going to die. And by being a bad dog, you know what I'm saying. Let's not do that. Let's not have that attitude where we're like going, "Oh, well, now I'm in trouble because the Lord's showing me stuff, or he's leading me, or he's guiding me. I'm in trouble now." How about if we ask the Lord for help and he helps us, we just do this. Thank you. How about we just, you know, thank you. Instead of doing the thing where we're being, like, bad. You see what I'm saying?
No.
No. I like that. One more time.
No. No.
Energizing.
All right, so while we phase out into a commercial, keep this in mind. The Lord loves you, and when he does something good, it doesn't mean the other shoe is going to drop, and don't be anticipating disaster. That's not how Christians walk. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I got a funny story.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Calm down and call or click Carlsbad Collision Center. They can repair minor dings or major damages quickly. Any make, any model. They can also help you with your insurance claim. For your free estimate, visit carlsbadcollision.com today.
I'm Pastor Grant, serving the Puritan Evangelical Church in South Bay. If you like Dr. Sproul's program and need a church home, come renew your mind with us. Call us narrow-minded Christians. We still uphold the five solas of the Protestant Reformation. Scripture alone, 2 Timothy 3, 16-17. Grace alone, Ephesians 2, 8-9. Faith alone, Habakkuk 2, verse 4. Christ alone, 1 Timothy 2, verse 5. To the glory of God alone. For whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Feel called to a more pure walk? Join us on Christ's narrow way. The Puritan Evangelical Church of America. 619-479-5053. 619-479-5053. Or visit puritanchurch.com.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning, a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet?
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. It likes stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out. Preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Where you at, where you at, where you at, where you at? There you go, there you go, there you go, there you go. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. What other show do you get to hear that on? I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. By the way, this segment is dedicated to Genesis Recovery San Diego and the good work that's going on there with Tommy Hawthorne and the people they're helping, the people that are enslaved by drugs and alcohol, people that are looking and needing physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual restoration, people that are looking for somebody to care, and a ministry that you want to support because it's in our backyard helping people who are really hurting, okay? This is a big deal to me because, you know, I came out of a lot of stuff like this, and I just think it's really important to understand, at least at a level of prayer and at least in a level of willingness to I don't know, just to be brothers and sisters for other brothers and sisters who are just, and it's brother-oriented, so I should say that, but it just to be aware that people are hurting, man. People are big-time hurting, especially during the holidays. If you want to get involved through prayer, please do so. I mean, I plead with you to. If you want to contact Tommy or talk to Genesis Recovery San Diego, you just go to genesisrecoverysandiego.com. You can also call 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Again, I love what he said. Sobriety, just the first step in helping a person recover the fullness of life. This ministry connected to the Rock Church. You know, it's not squirrely. You know, some of those things are. It's not. This is straightforward, helping people get into a Christ-centered 12-step recovery process, which just begins the journey but brings them back to a real life. The question is, do you want to help people who have a broken life and are looking to surrender it to God and need help to do it? Go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com or call 619-797-7319. Just so you can know, some people, like I mentioned before, have been giving the Genesis Recovery people some jazz, so they like give them a hard time. It's like, dude, and if you were ever hurting like that, I would just hope. If I'm hurting like that, I just hope I can go somewhere where people would love me. That's what I'm hoping for. Okay, let's go into the one story that I didn't want to do today. There's always one, isn't there? There's like one story in my pile that I'm like going, bleh. I keep wondering, you know, if I take Total Pepcid or something like that, can I get it out of my system before it starts? Of course, this comes from the bastion of brilliant journalism gone to Pinocchio land, MSNBC. Here is what you might have missed on the MSNBC station. They want to know if men, Christian men, love Jesus. Did you hear this? Oh, you're just not going to believe this. And I'm just going to deal with it real quickly and then move on to wash ourselves. But you do got to be aware of what's going on. If Christian men, only talking about Christians and on Christmas Eve. So this is just directed at Christians, Christian men. On Christian Eve, Christmas Eve, the question is, do Christians who love Jesus and believe that Jesus is the Son of God and they love him more than anybody else, are they homoerotic? That's what they asked. So I wrote down three things, and you got to listen to the second and third one. The first thing is, there's no way this commentator would say this about Muslims or Muhammad. He's just anti-Jesus and anti-Christian. I ask him to stand up and say that exact same thing to the Muslim community like he just did to the Christian community. Let's see him do it. He won't do it. You know they won't do it. They're cowards. Number two, and catch this one. You won't be able to write this down, but listen to how many P's I got in this. Ready? I wrote this just because I had a lot of P's. Only a perverted person would pontificate the pukey pronouncements of this plastic platitude to prove his pathetic, pointless, petty philistinism. How's that? That's good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 P's in that. Let me do that again.
Properly planned.
Oh, there you go. And then the third thing I wrote is, if you watch MSNBC, get therapy, but first ask Jesus into your heart and become a Christian. That would be a good idea. Because if you're getting information from MSNBC, you need therapy. All right. Next thing I did want to say, and then we'll fold on this. Do you know, by the way, who Joe Perry is? Have you ever heard of Joe Perry? Joe Perry's the guitarist from Aerosmith. Now, the only reason I brought this story up is because it makes me feel old. I read it, and I'm like, what? He's really against this whole bashing of Phil Robertson because he thinks freedom of speech. He goes, even if you don't agree with him, he should have the right to say it. Here's what I didn't understand. When did the guitarist from Aerosmith become somebody we were quoting? And now, look, I agree that the guy has the right to say it. I agree with what Phil said. I'm just curious. When did the guitarist, you see what I'm saying? Hey, can you tell me who the second drummer is from the Rolling Stones? wait till he has a comment. You know, what about the Beatle that was replaced by Ringo? Does anybody know his name? What's his comment? I find that interesting, too. All right, how long do I have? Oh, my goodness.
You don't have any time.
I don't have any time. I've been out of time for so long. Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. When I come back, and I'm going to do a DDD. I'm going to do one of three stories. All three are going to make you laugh or make you cry. Depends on whether you like the show or not. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, more fun for everyone.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know that my calling is to do financial plans for my listeners and clients. The unfortunate truth is that 80% of Americans don't have a plan or a strategy for their retirement. That helps to put together all the pieces of their puzzle. That includes their retirement plans through work, Social Security benefits, IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, pension plans, and whatever else you might have. What I can offer is the chance to take all those pieces of your financial life and put them together into a strategy that can show you exactly what your retirement income might look like. And of course, we can then talk about ways to improve that picture and reduce your income taxes during your retirement years. It's a plan that other advisors charge up to $2,500 for, and I offer this as an absolutely free service. So call me for your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, helping to minimize my clients' taxes for 33 years. 800-727-PLAN.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliberroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Does anybody know what that song is to? Does anybody know what that song is to? If you know what that song is to and you want to win a free book, you don't have to come on the air. You just got to be able to tell the producer what that song is from. You can't be kind of happy. You got to be right on. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. If, just play that song one more time. Just play that real quick. Okay, so here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you can call in 866-KPRIZE, 866-577-2473, you must tell me the single person that it is identified to. That's the only way it's going to happen. Okay, let's do a DDD. I want to get right to it because we have a short time on this one. I want to make sure we get everything done. Judges chapter 6, verse 10. So let's just get that down. Somebody calls the call. If they don't, they don't. I'm not going to worry about it. Judges chapter 6, verse 10. It says this. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live, but you have not obeyed me. Do that again. Judges chapter 6, verse 10. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live, but you have not obeyed me. All right, watch this. I did a partial teaching on this before. I want to do one that's more in depth. Not obeyed me. The Lord's like, I'm the Lord your God. Don't fear the other gods. Don't fear the other people. I'm going to be with you in the land. But here's a problem, folks. You have not obeyed me. To obey in Hebrew is shama. Shama. And it means this. Ready? I'm going to surprise you what you think it means. It means, we talked about this before, it means to hear and to consent. It means to hear and to consent. The literal Hebrew translation of, but you have not obeyed me, is, but you have not listened to my voice. That's the actual literal Hebrew word for word, structure for structure translation. You have not listened to my voice. What I want to tell you about is understanding obedience and move your frame of thought into maybe a more not just applicable and practical mentality, but more of the divine communication. To obey the Lord is not simply a list of do's or don'ts type of mindset. And that's what most of us operate in, right? Most of us operate in, it's just a specific do's or don'ts. Let me tell you something right now. Even though we're making fun about things not to do and so on and so forth, we aren't actually dogs, okay? We actually are God's kids. It's not really like me going to Levi. Levi, Levi, don't bite that. Don't touch that. It's really not like that. We create that in our minds because it's simple to understand. But obedience is not a list of do's and don'ts mindset. It's a yes, Lord type of mindset. Now, you see the difference there? The difference is when we talk about obedience, we feel as though obedience, the way it's been communicated to us, the way we understand it, is there's a list. It's kind of like a Santa's list. Naughty and nice. Good and bad. Okay, not okay. But in fact, in the Hebrew mindset, when we're talking about obedience, we're talking about a yes, Lord, a hearing and consenting mindset, a mindset that listens to God and goes, okie dokie, that's what I'm going to do. And it's almost like this partnership or agreement in acknowledging God's leadership. So what people do in obedience is they think it's just split. It's left or right. It's yes or no. It's a do or a don't. But it's actually simply the yes, Lord, that's in conjunction and connection to what the Lord is doing. That's really what obedience is. So I want you to move out with me because I go through the same thing. And I think it's this and it's this. So I should have done it. And it's like it's more like me going, yes, Lord. It's more like me honoring the lordship and the divine direction and divine wisdom and divine power and divine guidance than me just having a list of do's and don'ts. Now, it's true we have the Ten Commandments, but it's understanding that we use those Ten Commandments in our connection to the Lord. We don't use those Ten Commandments apart from the Lord. And my fear, my concern for me, and for others who believe in a similar fashion, is that we've used the Ten Commandments themselves as God when they're the instruction from God. And our response to them connects us to God. But the Ten Commandments themselves, though written by God, are not God. And if you don't understand that, you need to read John chapter 5 and really focus on when Jesus talks about that the scriptures are there to point us to him. The purpose of the scriptures is to lead us to a connectivity with Jesus, not to just be this yes or no processing. And so if you really want to break out of this, what's the word I'm looking for? Childish approach, because it is, you have to understand the Ten Commandments and the law, they are the communications from God, but they are not God. But our response to them connects us to God, much like the Word of God is his Word, but it is not God himself. That is a Bible idolatry style that people do that all the time. It's like, you look at, no, there's few people that I know of that think of the word similar that I do, but I've got to be careful, and I'm guilty of this time, many, many times, of making the Bible God himself. It is his word, but my communion, my connection with him, man, that's the breath of life. I always go back to this as a person who's born and raised Jewish. I always go back to how powerful Abraham's relationship was with God. He didn't have a Bible. He didn't have a law. He didn't have a Ten Commandments. And he was so close to God that God called him his friend. That is what we're talking about. You see what I'm saying? That you see that stage that we can get caught in? We can almost get stuck in an immature place when the purpose of the law was to lead us to Christ, not to be Christ for us. You got that? I mean, that's kind of an interesting twist, but you got to really catch that. Obedience is a mindset that says, yes, Lord, not one that just does this do's and don'ts list. The Ten Commandments is from God. The Ten Commandments is not God. So do not replace God with a little thing that says Ten Commandments. Got me? Follow me? Get that? Okay, cool. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 10 top things you've never heard in church, plus news stories and other things as well. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. And I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego.
There's something that you never had. Spitting on an oily rag.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works. This month, Quantum Digest is on special. The Lexus of Digestants, it works in the broadest range of pH. It's the most purified USP plant enzymes. No matter what you eat, it has the power to support its digestion. Studies suggest it can preserve your digestive power throughout your life. It's like an insurance policy for a good quality of life. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. Feel the difference Quantum Digest can make. No one should eat cooked food without it.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis, a knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain level while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
is today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. The retirement professor Marty Schneider here. You know, there's an old investment adage that says, know how much of a risk taker you are not before you learn the hard way. Well, many people overestimate their risk tolerance levels until they receive that quarterly investment statement that shows their investment account has lost value. And that's where the risk rubber meets the tolerance road. Don't forget, if a bad market drops your account by 50%, you need to bounce back 100% to get even. Now, that kind of risk may or may not be appropriate for you based on your age and your goal. So, as always, it's a great reason for you to sit down with your advisor to get a really clear picture of the risks that you're taking so you can make an informed decision on all of your investment choices. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center. I've made it my life's mission to help people transform themselves so that they may truly serve others. I want to invite you to begin your own transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. I had some people say, do you ever take a vacation? A what? This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. And let me tell you something about Eric Holloway and Excalibur Roofing you don't know. No, for real, you don't know. Excalibur Roofing is a company that is owned by Eric and Ingrid Holloway. And their commitment to advancing the kingdom of God is greater than their commitment to their company. Their commitment to God and what he's trying to do is more important to them. Their commitment to the work of the Lord is the most important thing. So they treat their company like it's their ministry that God has set before them at this time. Now, they've been doing it for 20 plus years. Eric's been in this doing this realm. And he learned, and the Lord taught him piece by piece. So when he goes and he does the job, he's not looking to do what you, he's not, oh, I've got to see how much I can make, and maybe I can make my mortgage payment off these people. I mean, that's not going on. What they're looking to do is do a right job, do it right before the Lord, fair wage, fair work, nothing bizarre, straightforward. They do, you know, they do residential, you know, they do commercial, they do the free estimates. They just want you to know if you have any issues with roofing, they want to be there. They want to be the company that you call. You call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com. And at a minimum, you can always call them to say hi. They're nice people. They're your brothers and sisters in the Lord. Don't forget that. Okay, I have in my hand three things. Which would you like me to go with first? There's so much to do. The stories at the end are the best. I got the two greatest stories at the very, very end. I do want to give the Connecticut couple a big shout out. Did you hear about this couple in Connecticut? 81 years married. 81, folks. 81 years married. Unlike the bacon people who say that the way to stay alive is to eat bacon. They got married when they were, Anne was 17, John was 21. 81 years married. Come on, folks. Incredible. Here's their response. You ready? This is a great line. You ready for advice about relationships and marriage? You might as well take it from a couple that's been together for 81 years. That's longer than yours is. I can safely say that since there's only like three others in the world that are longer. Here it is. Here's their advice. Marriage isn't only a lovey-dovey thing. There you go. Here's what they say. You got to accept one another. You got to recognize that there's going to be agreements, and you got to recognize that there's going to be disagreements. That's really a great way to do that. So you got to accept one another, recognize there's going to be agreements, and also recognize there's going to be disagreements. And I do like that line. It's not just a lovey-dovey thing. And for those that are thinking, oh, you can't be in love with somebody for 80 plus years and just have a great relationship and blah, blah, blah. Boy, are you dumb. Of course you can. Just because the media or Hollywood or Ashley Madison tells you that you can't do that, why would you listen to any of those people? They have nothing to show for what they do. Nothing. These people have 81 years together. That's something to show for it, right? That's a big difference, right? This is like the Ashley Madison. What do they got to show for it? Nothing. Guilt. Congratulations. So a big props to them, 81 years. That's very cool. Okay, top 10 things you never hear in church. You ready? All right. You ready for this one? This is a good one. Top 10 things. By the way, I think on Monday I'm going to be talking about the weather. I'll be talking about the weather on the show. That's going to be a lot of fun. But the top 10 things you've never, and I might talk about that today. We'll see how that goes. Top 10 things you never hear in church. You ready? You want to do a drum roll? All right. You want to do, we don't have to do a drum. You want to hear? No, these are good.
We'll do the drum roll over the last two.
Okay. Number 10. Hey, it's my turn to sit in the front pew. That's a good one, huh? That's what you never hear in church. Hey, it's my turn to sit in the front pew. That's good. Or front row. Same thing. Number 9, I was so enthralled, I never noticed your sermon went 25 minutes over time. I can promise you right now, I've never said that. Ever. In fact, I've never said to anybody, I was so enthralled, I've noticed your sermon went over 2.5 minutes. Or I didn't notice your sermon went over 2.5 minutes. Because if it goes over a minute, it's like, ding, ding, ding. Number 8, personally, I find witnessing much more enjoyable than golf.
That is funny.
Come on, folks. That's funny. Number 7, I've decided to give our church the $500 a month I used to send to the TV evangelists. This one, wow. I have nothing to say to this one. I volunteer to be the permanent teacher for the junior high Sunday school class. That's a person that wants to understand suffering. No, I'm kidding. Well, not really. My kids were all in junior high, too. Number 5, forget the denominational minimum salary. Let's pay our pastor so he can live like we do. That's not happening. Number 4, this is a good one. I think these are getting right there. You ready? Okay, number 4. I love it when we sing hymns I've never heard before. Hold on, my cheek hurts from that one. That's so funny. Number 3. Yeah, number 3. Since we're all here, let's start the service early. Yeah, you never hear that in church, do you? You probably don't hear that. Okay. Number 2. Yeah, I never heard this either. Pastor, we'd like to send you to this Bible seminary in the Bahamas. No, they're usually like the ones in Minnesota. So just be honest. But this is a great one. Number 1 thing you never hear in church, nothing inspires and strengthens me and my commitment like our annual stewardship campaign. Those are some good ones, folks. I mean, that's some good stuff right there. Okay, let's see. Where else do we want to go? Because we got a couple things we got to cover. I do want to do this one little DDD. It's not something you guys got to get serious on or take deep, deep note. I will tell you when we come back, I've got two of the greatest stories. I don't even know if I can do these stories without just falling apart completely. So they're really classic stories I'm going to do at the very end of the show. Before I get to those particular stories, let me just do this very, very short DDD. It's a challenging one, but a good one for all of us to remember. It's coming out of John chapter 6, verses 4 through 6, and it says this. Now the Passover, the Jewish festival, was near. Therefore, Jesus looked up and noticed a huge crowd coming towards him. He asked Philip, "Where will we buy bread so these people can eat?" He asked this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Ooh, so here it is. You don't got to write this one down. That's okay, Robo. Now the Passover, a Jewish festival, was near. Therefore, Jesus looked up and noticed a huge crowd coming toward him. He asked Philip, "Where will we buy bread so that these people can eat?" He asked this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Number 1, Jesus knew what was going to happen. And let me say this right now for those that don't understand. Only God knows the future. Jesus is God. That's why he knew what was going to happen. Okay, number one, make that easy. Number two, verse 6 says, he asked this to test him. Testing, it's a part of Christianity. Get over it. In Genesis 22:1, God tested Abraham. Right here in John chapter 6, Jesus tests Philip. Guess what? You get tested by the Lord. And you're like, but I have test phobia. Too bad. It doesn't matter, because God is still going to test you. It doesn't matter. The question is, why is God going to test you? And here's the answer. It's for us. Yet again, God does something for our benefit. It's so that we can know where we are at. It's not so God can know where you're at. God knows where you're at. You don't know where you're at. The Lord allows testing in our lives, not tempting, testing, not temptation, examination. He allows it in our lives so we can know where we're at in him. It teaches us how to connect with him, how to walk better with him, how to be better at that which he set before us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, two stories that could easily be top teners. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Holiday travel means getting into the airport 2 hours before your flight. But at San Diego International Airport this year, it's a whole new experience with new shops and restaurants, public art, new gates, and lots of parking. Travel's easy. Shop, dine, and relax. Happy holidays.
Hey, did you know starting in January they're going to start building transgender bathrooms in all public schools?
What?
Yeah, it was just passed. It's already started in some of our schools, and that's why I pulled my daughter out of the public school we had her in, and now we've started her at Reformation Lutheran School in Claremont. We wanted her to be in a safe learning environment and get an excellent Christian education as well.
I don't blame you. That's what I want to do. What age does Reformation Lutheran take?
Reformation Lutheran is a K through 8 school, and you know what I love about them most? They have small class sizes. They offer on-site tutoring at no additional cost, after-school care, outstanding athletics, and they're affordable.
If you call Reformation Lutheran in the month of December, they're giving any new family that mentions KPRZ $500 off your child's school tuition for the 2014 school year. Call them today at 858-279-3311 or go to reformationschoolsd.org. That's reformationschoolsd.org.
It really was a huge blessing for us to find Reformation Lutheran.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 1-800-572-8800. That's 1-800-572-8800 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 1-800-572-8800.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantibodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium, argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna kill my pain.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right, folks, we've got very limited time for two of the top stories. I would say these are easily two of the top 20 of the show. How about that? That's pretty good. Here's the first one, ladies and gentlemen. I think this is the best of the best. Scientists have created, get this, ready? The world's first glow-in-the-dark pigs after injecting them with jellyfish DNA. So hold on, folks. Let me get through this whole thing. They have taken two pigs and they have injected them with glow-in-the-dark jellyfish DNA. So I have four very, very, very important comments that go with this. Ready? Here's the first one. Ready?
I bet you one of them is what I'm thinking of.
Okay, the first one. What does it mean that there are now pigs that glow in the dark because of jellyfish DNA? Number one, it's not just green eggs and ham. It's green eggs and green ham, too. That's number one. So that's a good one. Number two, no refrigeration needed for late night snacks anymore. The pigs are well lit. You just got to find them and eat them. That's it. Number three, mud. What mud? See, because now they glow. And number four, see you now becomes a moving glow stick. Ladies and gentlemen, pigs have been injected with DNA from jellyfish and now they glow. Like I said, there is no green eggs and ham. Now there's green eggs and green ham.
I just want glow-in-the-dark bacon.
There you go. How can you not have glow-in-the-dark? You can live forever. Story number two, nothing better than this one along the lines of that one. Dog to English translator funded. A new dog to English translator for those who want to talk to the animals and have them talk back has now been fully funded. The company, No More Woof. Not a joke. Not a joke, folks. No More Woof has been funded. I know. You just hold it back, okay? Hold it back. No More Woof. There's only four things you need to know about Fido. Four things that the wife and I have learned having several dogs and now having Levi. Here's four things that you need to understand. Ready? And this is something that the 81-year marriage couple should be able to tell us as well. Woof. Wait, what are you playing? What are you playing? What are you playing?
Home! Home!
You know what that means? Get that guy off the radio. Okay, woof means four things. Ready? Woof means feed me. Woof means take me out. Woof means play with me. Woof means leave me alone. Those are the four things that woof means. So I want to say right now, I'm going to help fund that translator. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to teach dogs to hold up a sign. And they'll either hold up a one, a two, a three, or a four. One will be feed me. Two will be take me out. Three will be play with me. Four will be leave me alone. That way, you don't have to have the No More Woof apparatus, which is like a whole thing on the dog's neck. You can just figure out what the dog wants to do from that. What do you think? Between that and the green eggs and green ham or green bacon, because they're glow-in-the-dark pigs, What do you think? Are those two great stories or what? They're good stories.
Easily in the top 20, Dave.
Yeah, that's in the top 20. You got a glow-in-the-dark pig. I mean, how funny is that? And then you got a dog-to-English translator. I think the dog-to-English translator, the funding of it, is going to prove to be really what I said, one of those four things. That's what's going to come out every time. The real problem is if the dog says, feed me, and you interpret it as leave me alone. That could be a problem right there. All right, here's what we're going to do. Because we're kind of at the end of the show here and we're winding it down, I want to make sure that everybody understands a couple of things. We've got New Year's coming up in the four coming week, the week that's coming up here. And we're wanting everybody to do one big New Year commitment. Okay? Now, Robo, I want you in on this. I want everybody to do this. Ready? One big New Year commitment. Ready? Ready for it? Tell me if you can do this. Every week in 2014, 5 extra minutes with the Lord in Bible or in prayer. 5 extra minutes. What do you think?
Deal to me.
That's a good deal. We want people to do that. Why? Because we want people to draw closer to the Lord. That's what we want. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're taking a 70-hour break. We're coming back Monday. Why? Because we love the insanity, and you're listening to Spoonanity. Talk to you then.